is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week we will begin a new series, Tell Us, What Will Be the Signs of Thy Coming and of the End of the World? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is the Gaithers with Give Up, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
Got burdens. Jesus.
You know, dear friends, in an uncertain world, there is a degree of certainty. Okay? You say, wow, wait, Tex, you've just contradicted yourself. No, what I want you to understand is when you look at the world at large, abroad, when you look at what is happening in this world, we become perplexed, confused, bewildered, angry. Some become frightened, scared. We live in something like the movies about the Matrix. And things seem surreal or unreal. How can we grasp onto reality? How can we enjoy our lives and know for sure what is going to happen to us, what is to come? Well, one of the great ways is what I'm going to tell you today. You see, the New Testament says that there is a sure word of prophecy. A sure word of prophecy. Did you know the book of Revelation says that Jesus Christ is not only Savior and Lord, the Alpha and the Omega, but Jesus Christ is the very spirit of prophecy. Think about that. The spirit of prophecy. The greatest prophet is not Moses, certainly not Nostradamus or one of these fake medieval astrologist and so forth. Certainly has nothing to do with the Mayan apocalypse or the Aztec prophecies. No, the greatest prophet who has ever lived is Jesus Christ. After all, he created the world and he makes things happen. If you have the ability, the power to make things happen, then I assure you that whatever you say is going to occur will happen. Because you make sure it does. You know, Einstein was not a believer, but he once said that God does not play with dominoes. Nothing is left to chance. Everything is certain if you know the pattern, if you know the future, if you know how things are to be constructed and will be constructed. The book of Daniel says there are certain things that are determined. God determines them in advance. Today, I want to talk about some things that have been determined. Things that Jesus actually said will happen. They will transpire. You can be sure about it because he will make them come to pass. And here's the good news. He wants you to know about these things. Now, I believe there are some people listening to me out there will, at the end of this program, will be confused. They'll think it's all gobbledygook. They'll say, I didn't get one thing out of that message. I don't understand one thing Tex Mars said. Well, the Bible says the natural man, that is the unsaved, the person who doesn't have the spiritual power of the Holy Spirit, cannot receive the things of God. And what I'm going to tell you did not come from Tex Mars' fertile imagination, although I have a pretty good imagination, or maybe just I have a strength of my perception that God has given me. But none of these things came out of my mind. They came out of the Holy Bible. In fact, they're out of Matthew chapter 24. And I want to tell you about them because I think Jesus wants you to know. And Jesus said what would happen. Now, here's how it all began and how it took place and why I think it's important to you and to me today. Listen to this, chapter 24, beginning with verse 3. And as he, that is Jesus, sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Oh my goodness. Think about the 12 disciples that heard Jesus saying things such as Jesus prophesying that the temple would be torn down one stone after another, and they were absolutely flabbergasted at all the things he had said. And they came to him and said, "Tell us, now privately." And you know, it's been put in the Bible here, and now you will know what Jesus privately told his disciples. You have the privilege that millions of people before this event did not have, and billions of people on this planet who do not believe in Jesus Christ and who have never read the New Testament may never know. You have the privilege. Why? Because in the book of Daniel it says that the wise shall understand. The wise, not in your own mind wise. You know the old story about being a legend in your own mind. Well, no, it has nothing to do with your mind. God's Spirit will enlighten you. To use an Illuminati word, you will be illuminated. But in a much different way than the Illuminati and the occult world says. You will know things that to most people are gibberish, or they can't understand. They will never know because they're outside the kingdom. But if you have Jesus Christ within, you will understand. The wise. Wise through knowledge given them by the Holy Spirit, whether your education is elementary school or have you gone all the way up to the PhD level, the Holy Spirit is able to speak to you, dear friend, specifically today. And imagine the privilege these disciples had, and you have now to listen to what he said. "Tell us, Lord," and three things they wanted to know. When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming? See, they knew he was going to leave. He told them, "I'm going to be leaving, but I'll come again." So they want to know, what will be the sign of thy coming, your return, and of the end of the world? Now, the New Bible versions, being evil and demonic in some ways, and that's why I use the King James Bible only, have changed this. And it becomes suddenly not the end of the world, but the end of the age. See, there are many ages. I mean, in my lifetime, we've seen the computer age, the information age, the internet age. There's been the age of aircraft flying in the air, you know, the air age. And there have been the gay 90s and the roaring 20s and the heat, I don't even know what they call the 60s, the Woodstock era or whatever. But the end of the world, that's the real language here. The end of the world. When is it all going to wrap up? When are you going to return? And what signs should we look for? Now Jesus answered, verse 4, and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended,
and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with a child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show many signs, great signs, and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Matthew chapter 24. Behold, I have told you before. I want to go over each one of these verses with you, dear friends, and we want to look at them. I just cursory, you might say, went over them very fast, but imagine the scope of all of them. There's a lot involved in each one of these powerful verses. And my, are they powerful? They're dynamite. And there's gold in each item here that Jesus gave his disciples and therefore us today. Now, this is not the whole of prophecy. There's a lot more prophecy in the New Testament and the Old Testament as well. And in coming months, we're going to be talking more and more about prophecy because I think it's vital to know, to have a sure word of prophecy. But what I want you to understand is if you understand just chapter 24 of Matthew, it will cast out many, many lies and false perceptions of what is to come. It'll expose the false prophets and their falsehoods. And it will give you important information about what is most vital to your lives today and to your future and that of your family. Now, what we do know is, as the Apostle Paul said, in the last days, things will wax, that means grow, progressively grow, worse and worse. Now, a lot of people out there are saying things are going to get better and better. Oh, the economy will improve, wealth creation will grow, and many of the prosperity preachers are saying, oh, just have faith and you'll get all kinds of stuff. Good things materially will come your way. And anyway, when you become a Christian, you've got a lifetime of happiness and contentment and money ahead. But that's not what the Bible says. Jesus said, many will be offended and will betray one another and shall hate each other. And because you have Christ, they'll hate you especially, and they'll want to kill you. And they will kill you. Say, well, Tex, you're scaring me now. Thank God the rapture is going to come before anything bad happens to me. Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. There's nothing in this chapter 24 about a rapture. And then the end shall come, Jesus says. Did you see where he said, but don't worry, you'll all be taken up. You'll be taken out of here. No, that wasn't in there, was it? Perhaps the most important chapter of prophecy in the whole Bible, and it doesn't say one word about your being lifted up. Now, I'm not saying, because I do believe, that we will fly away to be with the Lord. That's 1 Thessalonians. But understand, nothing in the Bible guarantees you there will be no tribulation or problems and troubles in your life. In fact, just the opposite. They will come your way. What is guaranteed is that you will be able to overcome them. Through the power of the blood of Christ, you can be and will be an overcomer. Now, let's go right away to these because we've only got, well, a short time today, and they're so important. Chapter 24, verse 2, Jesus said, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You know, a woman named Lola Davis, she was a former Christian missionary, but she turned New Ager and Hindu. She went over to India with her husband, Miss Davis did, as a missionary, Christian missionary. But then the devil got in her and she became a Hindu. And now she believes in all the religions and she's written a book called Toward a World Religion for the New Age. She says, in all the major religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, they all have a Christ figure. They all just have different names. They're all Christ. Benjamin Cram, I talked about him in my books, Dark Secrets of the New Age and Mystery Mark of the New Age. He says there's a new Christ called the Lord Maitreya. And he's already here. Up in Canada, they have a man who leads a church and it has chapters and outlets throughout North America. He says he's the new spirit of Jesus. And he says, take the mark, 666. Take the tattoo in your body and you'll be rich. God will give you riches. I, Jesus, say so. He claims to be Jesus. The Muslims expect Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, says, we now expect very soon the Mahdi will come, the Muslim Christ. And Jesus will come with him to aid him, to assist him. Jesus is just like a lieutenant of the Al-Mahdi, to come. Muhammad is the true prophet. Jesus is just one of the other prophets. Jesus is coming, but he won't, he's not the main man, so to speak. Jehovah's Witnesses say Michael's coming. The Archangel Michael, he's really Jesus. And when the Bible mentions Jesus, it's really talking about an angel, not God himself. The Mormons, Brigham Young said, Adam is the only God we have to deal with. Adam is coming again. He's the Christ, Adam, of Adam and Eve fame. I guess that's what Romney, if he believes in his Saint Brigham, believes in. There's a New Age organization that put out a book called A Course in Miracles. It was written by a Jewish psychologist from New York. It says that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers, and there is no hell, there is no sin, it's all illusion. There you have another Jesus, another Christ. I once did an audio tape. It's entitled 1001 Jesuses. Folks, there is another Jesus. There is another Christ. That's what the New Testament warns us about. That's why you have to read the words of this Bible to know who the real Christ is, his characteristics, his traits, his doctrines. Jesus said, if you know my doctrines, you will know my Father in heaven. Wow. Jesus says, the doctrines I bring are not my own, but are my Father's. Some people say, doctrines are so divisive. Oh, they are. I agree. They divide the sheep from the goats. They divide the devil's people from God's.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.